Title: Campaign Promises to Address Rising Prices at the Grocery Store Signals Stronger Price Gouging Investigations, Enforcement Actions, and Prohibitions to Come. Content: Republican and Democrat candidates alike have promised along the campaign trail that they will work to address the costs of everyday essentials for American consumers, particularly for food. One of the centerpieces of the Harris-Walz campaign is enacting the first-ever federal ban on price gouging on food and groceries, one, and the Trump-Vance campaign has decried the rising price of eggs as a byproduct of the Biden administration's economic policies. Two, candidates' focus on the checkout counter is unsurprising given reports that rising prices are one of voters' top concerns this election cycle. And while the Consumer Price Index indicates that the current rate of inflation is 2.4% and on a downward trend, 3. Certain data show that the price for food has increased by an average of 25% across urban cities in the United States since 2020. 4. But while the term price gouging has been used in political rhetoric to describe sustained, increased prices for goods resulting from sellers trying to increase profits, the act is legally defined under certain state laws as a seller charging more for a good or service than permitted under a temporary statutory price cap during a declared state of emergency. 5. This requirement of a triggering emergency event applies in the nearly 40 states that have adopted price gouging laws. The recent push for federal intervention to address rising prices, however, shows that a broader interpretation of price gouging as unfair pricing is here to stay and will likely shape upcoming federal legislation and enforcement going forward. For instance, in February of 2024, Senators Elizabeth Warren, Democrat Massachusetts, Tammy Baldwin, Democrat Wisconsin, and Bob Casey, Democrat Pennsylvania, and Representative Jan Schakowsky, Democrat Illinois, reintroduced the Price Gouging Prevention Act of 2024. Which provides that it is unlawful for a person to sell or offer for sale a good or service at a grossly excessive price, regardless of the person's position in a supply chain or distribution network, where the term good or service is defined to include any good or service offered in commerce. 6. The purpose of the act is to empower the Federal Trade Commission, FTC, and state attorneys general to enforce the federal ban on grossly excessive price increases and crack down on greedflation by finally prohibiting price gouging and holding corporations accountable for raising costs excessively. 7. Less than a month later, in March 2024, the Biden administration launched a strike force on unfair and illegal pricing to be led by the FTC and Department of Justice, DOJ, which was designed to strengthen interagency efforts to root out and stop illegal corporate behavior that hikes prices on American families through anti-competitive, unfair, deceptive, or fraudulent business practices. 8 months later, the FTC and DOJ hosted a strike force meeting that included several federal agencies, during which FTC Chair Lina Khan said the FTC would be investigating why food prices are too costly while many large grocery chains are still raking in enormous profits. 9. Chair Khan emphasized that the FTC was launching this investigation because prices for essentials remained high years after the pandemic, underscoring that the FTC is considering enforcement options to address pricing regardless of whether a triggering event has occurred. 10. Each of these actions has been untethered to any pending state of emergency, but recent catastrophes have added momentum to the push for federal action to address price gouging. For example, in response to Hurricanes Helene and Milton, Vice President Harris issued a statement on October 9, 2024, cautioning that the administration is monitoring for allegations of fraud and price gouging and will hold those taking advantage of the situation accountable. 11. On the same day, the FTC, DOJ, and Consumer Financial Protection Bureau issued a joint statement warning that they would be investigating reports of alleged price gouging and that the Antitrust Division and its law enforcement partners will act quickly to root out anti-competitive behavior and use every tool available to hold wrongdoers accountable. 12. The next day, a bipartisan group of Congress members wrote to Chair Khan to ask her to consider the FTC's current authority to add